Hey everyone, I'm Madonna Guy from New Leaf Natural Therapies. I just wanted to do a very quick overview about what the GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP do in your body, in our beautiful new tri-GLP, excusez-moi. So basically, the GLP-1, it's the calmer and regulator of the body. It calms inflammation, it lowers inflammatory signaling, which helps your tissues rehydrate and soften. So it also helps to steady blood sugar, it improves insulin response. Only when glucose is high. It reduces cravings and appetite. So that helps to signal feeling great for the brain so that the brain isn't constantly on the lookout for the munchies. It helps to slow gastric emptying. So it gives the gut time to absorb and digest properly. And it supports fat release. So it indirectly promotes lipolysis through nervous system signaling. So all of those are fantastic little things. So the GLP-1 is like turning down the noise in the body. Inflammation drops, cravings drop, and the system is finally getting a chance to heal. Now, GLP-2, this one isn't in any of the injectables at this stage. So it's the repairer and rebuilder. Very, very exciting. GLP-2 is all about the integrity of nutrient absorption. So it repairs the gut lining, it strengthens the tight junctions, and reduces permeability. It improves nutrient uptake, especially B12 fats and fat-soluble vitamins. It reduces gut-driven inflammation by restoring barrier function. So many people comment that their pain is less on tri-GLP, which is amazing. And from very early on for a lot of people, not for everyone, but a lot of people from almost like from day two, three, four, they're seeing a reduction in their pain. And it supports microbiome balance, which is huge. By improving the environment the microbes live in, everything, all of our inflammation starts to settle down and our whole immune system improves. So GIP is the third one. So GLP-1, GLP-2, and now GIP, it's the metabolic balancer and nourisher. So GIP has been misunderstood for years, but natural GIP is essential for metabolic flexibility. So it improves your insulin response, but only when glucose is high. It supports healthy fat metabolism, so it helps adipocytes store and release fat appropriately. And it works with GLP-1 to regulate the appetite. So both of them signal feeling sated in the brain. So the brain no longer is just looking out for that food we just don't need. So both GLP-1 and GIP help to regulate the appetite. It also helps maintain stable energy. It prevents both highs and lows of blood sugar. And when we get highs and lows of blood sugar, we release all of our inflammatory hormones like cortisol, which burns our muscle mass and increases visceral fat. So GIP is the quiet achiever. It helps keep metabolism flexible so the body can burn fat without stress. So let's have a think about it overall. GLP-1 calms the system. Inflammation drops, cravings drop, and the body finally gets breathing room. GLP-2, it repairs the gut. Better absorption, better barrier, less inflammation leaking into the system. And GIP balances metabolism, helping fat cells behave, energy stay steady, and the whole system stay flexible. Bloody awesome. Have a great day, everyone. I'll have the links below.